This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What I'm about to say, you think you know, but here's what I'm going to tell you. Three people were killed and 25 were shot in a two-hour period in Chicago. Wait for it. On Barack Obama Day. How crazy is that? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. On Barack Obama Day, Barack Obama's birthday, he's killing black folks. You would think of all days that black-on-black crime would take a hiatus, would go on vacation. It would be on Barack Obama's birthday. But no, in a two-hour period, I'm going to repeat this, in a two-hour period, three people were killed and 25 people were shot. In the Windy City, the city where Barack Obama hails, I mean, it's not funny in the sense of three people being killed and 25 people almost being killed. It's not funny in that respect. It's funny in the respect that even with an icon, a black icon, baby black Jesus, they will not take a break. Thanks for being here, folks. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. To you listening to KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. Man, what a sanctuary Chicago is, huh? What a sanctuary all these big cities are that claim they want to protect their citizens. And three people were killed, 25 shot in a two-hour period in Chicago, Illinois, on the birthday of baby black Jesus. And Rahm Emanuel wants you to think you're safe? What sanctuary? If you can't get black folks in the city of Chicago where Barack Obama hails, you know, like Jerusalem, what do they call it, the nativity scene for leftists, wherever Barack Obama, well, technically he was born in Hawaii, but y'all know what I mean. Three wise men. You know the story. It's what book is it in? The liberals have their own Bible. The birth of Barack Obama is in it's in Alinsky's book, Rules for Radicals, and it's a chapter that's been added. I don't know why this tickles me so much, but it does. A sanctuary city. This country is supposed to protect its citizens, but because of leftism, it protects criminals. Criminals. Look, any weekend you want. We talked about this the other day because I was talking about just the number of people that were killed in Chicago that weekend. And I was telling you guys, we hadn't done it in a while because it's boring to me. You know it's going to happen. The only reason why, well, there were a couple reasons I wanted to talk about it. One, because we have the movie coming out, Bleeding Blue. But the other was because we hadn't talked about it. And two people who were killed were just city workers. Doing their jobs. You can now, in Chicago, it's okay to kill city workers. And what's worse is when you look at these crime stats, it's rare to see a name like, you know, Smith, like some white name, okay? Gavilkfish or whatever. I can't even think of white people's names. Give me a white person's name. Oh, that could be anybody. That's too ambiguous. I want a totally white name like Silverstein, but that's Jewish. I mean, I know they're white, but I'm saying I want like a white name like German or something. Anyway, all these people that are being killed are black for the most part. And what's even worse, they're young. You know, we read off the report the other day. It was age 17, age 19, age 23, age 26. The oldest person that was killed that I remember, I'm just going from memory, was 49 years old. That's young. Wow. And indiscriminately, one kid was 19 or something. He was going to get on the freeway. Killed. Shot and killed. I don't know what was going on. Was he running? Does it really matter? Three people killed, 25 shot in a two-hour period in Chicago on Barack Obama Day. Make it a national holiday. What's the film where people get the, they get that day that they can go out and kill anybody? That's the day we need to make Barack Obama Day. The Purge, right? Thank you, The Purge. The Purge needs to be on Barack Obama's birthday. Think about how symbolic that would be. Because you know who most people would be coming after. They'd be coming after us. Oh, yeah. You know, we can joke about it. If there was a purge, I want you to think, who would be killed? Now, here's the good news. The good news is most of us are armed to the teeth. So it would be very difficult. But I'm saying, you better know, when if they gave the purge, think about what would happen. Who do you want to kill indiscriminately? Just think about that. Because I'm going to give you my answer. There's nobody I want to kill. There's nobody. If they said, Kevin, you could go kill anybody you want with complete immunity, I would go, I don't need to do it. You can keep the, I don't know, the honor. Is that an honor? I mean, here's what I want you to consider. Somebody in Hollywood thought about this. Somebody in Hollywood said, you know what? There ought to be a day you could kill anybody you want and not have to worry about it. Well, let me tell you where that is, Hollywood. That's in any big city USA every single day. The number of unsolved crimes is astronomical because you can purge whenever you want. But let's just consider, you know, the idea of who you'd want to get rid of. Because there are people that are just victims of circumstances. You know, wrong place, wrong time. Well, who can't? Think about the concept of somebody coming up with the idea of killing. Because it wasn't us. I wouldn't sit around and go, man, shoot, if I could just kill one person with immunity. Yeah. See, that's a leftist. A leftist is thinking who he wants, he or she wants to kill, wants to get even with. You know I'm not lying. And so, who do you think is going to go, if they gave us a purge right now, how many people, by show of hands, I can see you, how many of you have somebody you go, oh, I'd go kill that guy. I don't have anybody. I suspect you don't either. Now let me ask you this question. Ask that question of lefties. How many hands do you think would go up? How many of them want to kill Trump? Right? How many of them want to kill members of his staff? How many of them want to kill you? They know you're a conservative and they want to get you. Just saying. Three people killed, 25 shot in a two-hour period in Chicago on Barack Obama's birthday symbolizes a lot deeper problem in this country than most people think. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to Beth.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Every now and then, one of these leftists will tell you the truth. And we played a clip of Cory Booker the other day, and he said something along the lines of, the Democrats have lost their way. And it's true. If this were the case with Republicans, I would say it. The Republicans had lost their way. They were becoming Democrat light. And many of us were sick of it. That's why we got Donald Trump. We knew what Democrat light is just socialism on a slow drip. But it was coming. Barack Obama, even as bad as he was, he still almost got Hillary Clinton elected. Now, keep in mind, it was through cheating. It wasn't because the temperature of the water, the American people wanted her. But it doesn't matter. That's where this republic stood at the time. And you finally got tired of it and said, let's do something different. And so we've changed the direction of the Republican Party. Whether the rhinos like it or not, whether the political establishment likes it or not, no longer do you have to follow the hierarchy of city council, you know, or school board, city council, mayor, whatever, congressman, senator, etc. You can go in anywhere you choose, where you feel comfortable. And Donald Trump did it as president. I don't blame him. If I was a billionaire, people ask me, Kevin, you ought to run for president. If I were a billionaire, I would have run for president. Unquestioned. I would have done it. You want to know why? Because I know I would have been a better leader than anybody I'd seen up to this point. I would have. So I would have run.
Oh, Kevin, you did this, and you had these issues, and people are saying this about you, rumor, rumor, rumor. And I'd go, I don't really care. I don't care what you believe about me. Because I would be on the attack. I'd be, let me tell you something about Hillary Clinton. That family will kill you. I would go, there would be nothing I'd run from. Nothing. So anyway, I'm being truthful about the Republican Party. I think they sucked for the last few decades. They've allowed this stuff to occur. Partially because of us. We the people did not get fed up enough. But that's their responsibility to tell us, hey, look, we're your leaders. This is happening. If you don't get involved, this will happen. But here's the real problem with the Republicans. They honored the chain of command. They honored the system. It was McCain. It was his turn. It was Romney. It was his turn. And the strategy was, well, it's tough to get a senator elected. The Democrats did. They got a junior senator from Illinois elected, and they said, it's tough to get a senator elected. And then we get Romney, well, it's better if we go with the governor of Massachusetts. Whatever. Look, and I thought Romney was a good candidate. I'm not going to lie. He's much better than McCain, but we would have been in trouble too. But like I said, the Democrats know they're in trouble. We have fixed our trouble. Now, they aren't going to let us believe it. They're going to, oh, you haven't fixed your problems. You still have lots of problems. Donald Trump is he's unhinged. That's what they're going to tell us. He's unhinged. Okay, well, you believe that, but let me tell you something, lefties. If you don't start addressing your real issues, you're going to have people walking away. That's right. The walkaway movement is real. I'm not calling it the hashtag walkaway. I'm calling it the Democrats suck and we know it movement, and they're leaving. People are leaving in droves. This is not something new. It happened in 2016. It was already happening. They didn't want to believe that they wanted their fake polls. The fake polls were meant to give Hillary Clinton a reason why she won. And when it all went south, what they got left? Nothing but lies. Donald Trump, look at him. He's changed his mind about what happened with Don Jr. Donald Trump hasn't changed his mind. You got Peter Schiff finally coming out of his retirement. And what does he say? Donald Trump has changed his story. Donald Trump has not changed his story in any way, shape, or form. But the Democrat, oh, he's changed his story. Look, there must be some more. Dude, Russian collusion. Here's a new extension of it. But anyway, occasionally people get it. And here's a Democrat strategist, Mark Penn. And I'll let you hear what he says.
Is Donald Trump right that it is time to wrap up the Mueller probe? To former Hillary Clinton strategist Mark Penn, who a lot of people would be surprised to find out, he agrees with the president on this. Why, Mark?
Well, look, I spent a year of my life fighting the Ken Starr Independent Counsel on behalf of President Clinton, and really that was a waste of a year for the country. I think now that we have achieved a level of peace and prosperity, frankly, we haven't had since the late 90s, once again, we're about to be consumed possibly by an investigation, an impeachment, and it's wrong. It affects our foreign policy. Every day, this investigation seems to undermine itself. Yeah. The Carter Page warrant really was not based on anything much more than the dossier and a Yahoo article. Look at this trial of poor Manafort. Where is Russia?
All right, everybody, welcome back. Again, Mark Penn, Democratic strategist, worked for the Clinton campaign. You know, work from the Clinton administration, Bill Clinton, says, hey, look, you got to let this go. Glad you guys are here with me. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. If you're a Democrat, I'd really like to hear from you. If you were a former Democrat, what would you be? What are you thinking right now as you watch this unplay? Because you know it can't be good news for the left. There's no good ending here for them. I'm just being real. I'm keeping it honest. You have no good. There's nothing that's going to come out of this that you're going to go, yeah, I told you so. Donald Trump hasn't done anything. And at this point, you're all in. The Democrats are all in. They have to create something. So how do you create something out of thin air on the president of the United States now that he's in control of the government? As he's peeling back layer after layer after layer, firing your people, exposing your people, he's got supposedly group. I believe that there are groups working within the clandestine agencies who see what's going on and are saying, we're going to expose them. I predict it will happen sooner rather than later. What are you going to do? The Democrats are doomed with this. This guy, Mark Penn, is telling them the true strategy. I've been saying it. Drop the Mueller thing. Now, if you want to keep it going, fine. Watch. Look at what happens every time they, he said this or that. Trump ticks up another one percentage point. Trump ticks up another percentage point. He's now somewhere between 50 to 51% in their polls of likability. People that are happy with the results of Donald Trump as president. When do you finally go, okay, let's just stop? We're kicking our own butts. I mean, everybody wants you to believe Trump's got issues. And everybody that's saying it has issues. And when the Democrats themselves, this is not Tucker Carlson or Sean Hannity or somebody trying to, you know, tell these guys, hey, here's the way it is. This is Democrats. Cory Booker saying, we're going the wrong way. We've lost ourselves. We don't know who we are anymore. Mark Penn and many others. Believe me, inside of their party, they can't stand what's happening. They don't like that Maxine Waters is seen as the future of the party. I mean, can you imagine that? Ocasio-Cortez, the future of the party. Radicals, people that are anti-Trump, not because his policies don't work, just because they don't like him. That's what people said of Obama, but we just didn't like his policies.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% set of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
I'm Patrick Colbeck, and I'm running for governor. Michigan roads look like the surface of the moon. We need to do better than that, but I'm tired of being told that we don't pay enough in taxes. In 2015, 81% of voters rejected a tax increase. What happened after we said no? Rhinos in Lansing raised taxes without a vote of the people. Then they actually transferred $400 million from the transportation budget to fix potholes in their expansion of Obamacare. As governor, I will be focused on road quality, not tax increases. Principal Solution prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists. Paid for by Patrick Colbeck for governor.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Vice President Mike Pence is set to deliver a speech regarding the formation of a space force. Congressman Louis Gohmert has one thing we need to remember regarding Space Force.
We can't afford to allow corporations to control space. That has got to be controlled by government, because whoever controls space can control planet Earth.
Today, Republican Congressman Chris Collins was arrested and charged with insider trading related to a biotechnology company. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Jeff Berman, lays out the specifics.
As alleged in the indictment,
Congressman Collins cheated our markets and our justice system in two ways. First, he tipped his son to confidential corporate information, and then he lied about it to law enforcement to cover it up.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people.
Hey!
Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's funny, every time I look at like a quote from some crazy white leftist, I don't want to say I feel sorry for white folks, but I do see your problem. I really do. Bill Kristol, who's no more than a leftist, here's what he tweeted. I've been looking at some polling cross tabs, and I've got to say to my fellow white men over 55, you're a great disappointment to me. On the other hand, it seems fitting and consistent with the American story that women, minorities, and young people now step up to save the republic. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. So, oh man, where do you start here? Here's the first thing I want to tell you. White people, you don't need my protection. I don't offer it. I offer my protection as a human being, and I'm going to bring sanity to a discussion that sorely needs it. So Bill Kristol is looking at polling cross tabs. And I don't know where this polling comes from, but he's determined that it's going to be women, minorities, and young people who save the republic. Well, okay, isn't that always the case? Is there something new here? See, as a conservative, when I look back on the forming of the republic, it took all of us. It wasn't just white men who were building the republic. It was a lot of people. Now, times have certainly changed, but what is Bill Kristol even talking about here? If you take a conservative point of view, the republic is fine. The problem with Bill Kristol and most of these other folks is they spend far too much time listening to these polls that are done in universities and in the media. They're leftist dominated polls. And he's going to quote it. He won't tell you that, yeah, I've done some cross polling cross tabs. I mean, you can't say it in Twitter. It's only 280 characters. But I don't care what the polls are. I know human nature. I know what people are willing to do. And I also know stupidity. This Asian girl who works for the New York Times, a blatant racist, hates men, particularly white men, and they hired her and used the excuse of, oh, she was joking. Well, Imus was only joking. Papa John's, he was only joking. Anybody, Paula Deen, she was only joking. I mean, is that your excuse? It is such a blatant double standard, it's insulting. It's insulting. How do you put up with it, white folks? Seriously, tell me, somebody tell me. I don't want to go James Brown and need a handkerchief and have to get my robe. But I don't, and because I don't want to preach. I just want to find out what is it that you could possibly be thinking. Bill Kristol's done nothing to anybody black. You, the average person listening to my program, let me tell you what you've done. You've done nothing but show love and outreach to everybody in the community. And if you happen to see a young minority kid, you take even more special interest. You want to know why? Because you probably noticed that they didn't have as much. That's what happened to me. White folks are like, man, that's a good kid. You know, he could go the right way. I want to do something to make sure he goes the right way. Isn't that what we do for our kids? Isn't that what we want? Well, I mean, that's what I want to do for mine. I don't know about you. I want my children to have an advantage, you know, I'll put it in a different way. When I see a young kid, it doesn't matter what color they are, and I see potential in them, I want to work with them. I want to help them. If it happens to be a minority kid, I'll be honest. I want to help. I don't want to say even more, but there's a longing to do it because you say, wow, if I could turn this kid around, maybe it'll help in the bigger picture. It isn't Kevin's wanting to help a black kid or a Latino kid because he's a racist. No, I see the problem being more pervasive in a minority community, so it makes me want to help more. That's the same with you. It isn't a racial thing. You see it as, I want to do more because if that kid turns around, he may turn around five or six people in his community. A white kid gets you help. He's going to help himself, but he may not turn around as many people. Does that make sense? I hope it does. So Bill Kristol's got a guilt trip going. He's over 55. He's going, we got a debt, man. We've done some bad things in America. I would love for Bill Kristol to explain to me, what is it that's so bad that he believes white men over 55 have done in this country? What have you done? Look, you want to go back into the bowels of time, go for it. It doesn't matter what culture you go to. Every male has a price to pay if you go look at the culture. We've been the dominant gender, and we've imposed that will on people and of all cultures. I mean, that's just a fact. I was watching this stuff on the Trojan War in Helen of Sparta. The Greeks came in and conquered Sparta, and Helen was the prize given to Menelaus. And the other women, they doled out women to the generals, you know, to the soldiers. I mean, that was the cost of war. When the guys would be ready to fight, you know, if we don't win, they're going to rape our women and they're going to kill our children. You know, they were thinking of, we're done. Our history is over. That would make you fight pretty hard, wouldn't it? So you have this, it's a creed, man. This is this thing, it's a warring concept that, you know, that's going on and on and on, and it's gone on for millennia. And so you want to blame white men for that? It's men of all cultures. God, it's just amazing to me how myopic the left is. Oh, it's a white man. How so? White men ventured to this country, founded it, found that the people who were here, the indigenous, didn't like them. Then there was a fight, and the white man won. Yeah, the white man won. And then he civilized the doggone place. He did it. He civilized it. I don't know what America would have looked like under the Indians. And I'll tell you something else. I don't even want to know. Because it wouldn't be this. Go anywhere. Look. Consider where most people in the world want to live. And before you even consider that, consider this. Roughly 65 million people are refugees on the run from somewhere. They're not running from white countries. They're running from countries of color. So using that as your backdrop, these people, mostly Muslims, are running from countries of color. Africa, Middle East, etc., Central America, and they're migrating. Here's a funny one to just to think about as a factoid. You got all these Central Americans who speak Spanish. They have to traipse through Mexico. Where are they going? To the United States, where we speak mostly English. So they're skipping right over a sister country where Spanish is spoken. They can communicate freely. I mean, not freely, but you know, easily. They could communicate easily. And they skip right through that country and come right to our borders because they want to come in. That because the white man is so bad? I mean, this is ridiculous to me that we're even having this discussion. Central Americans are not wanting to go to Mexico. They only want permission to go through Mexico so they can get here to this dominant white country, which isn't even dominant white country. That's another thing that's irritating. So now let's go back to the question I was going to ask before. Consider where all these people want to go. They don't want to go to Mexico. They want to go to societies built by white folks. Every time black people threaten me, Kevin, we're going to kick you out of the black race. First of all, you can't kick me out of the black race. You can talk about it all you want, but you ain't kicking me out. Well, you can't come to our house party. Okay, fine. Yeah, you just added 10 years to my life expectancy. Don't try to threaten me. I don't need to come to your stupid party. Look, me and one of my friends were talking about it the other day. And I'm not trying to be racist about it, but if I never hung around another black person my entire life, I wouldn't miss it. I won't look at, oh my gosh, black people don't like me. I don't give a crap what black people think about me. There's plenty of other people that like me. You don't like me? No problem. I'll go with these people. Oh, when the war comes, they're going to get you. Okay. You keep thinking that. Where do you want to go? You going to flock to Venezuela? You going to go to Cuba? Where do the people want to go? All these refugees, they go to Rwanda, Ethiopia, Yemen, Tunisia? Huh? El Salvador, Bahrain? Where are you going? None of them want to go to any country of color. They all want to come over to the white country. And then you know what they want to do? They want to complain. They want to complain. Oh, the white man did this. White man. Like Bill Crystal. A white man over 55 did nothing to me. Look at all those 65 million refugees and ask yourself, what did a white man over 55 do to them? Nothing. But a bunch of brown people of all ages did stuff to them, and people want to make you racist for pointing this out? Are you kidding? It's ridiculous. Bill Crystal, grow up. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
We got a lot to talk about today. I want to talk about the renewed sanctions on Iran, which are really going to hurt that economy. It's already suffering. But I touched on something earlier in the broadcast saying that Democrats actually like Trump's policies. They won't admit it. And at the very least, if they won't admit it, I can tell you this. They benefit from Trump's policies. We get up every single day and we work hard so Democrats' portfolios can grow. They can have better jobs, safer schools, you name it. And they don't care. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. The reason that Democrats don't care about the policies and how they improve them and things like this is because the better Trump does, the worse it is for them. Therefore, remember, they hate Trump. And they don't. What's interesting is they hate Trump. They hate his policies because the policies differ from their ideology, even though those policies help them, help their kids, help their grandkids. It doesn't matter. Name me your liberal at whatever strata of life. From the Antifa, bigots, racists, all the way up to the 80-year-olds who are dyed in the wool, Birkenstock wearing, you know, whatevers, leftists, all the way through the food chain, Republican policies benefit them. Give you an example. The oldest of these leftists who are dependent upon somebody to make, you know, to provide for their living, these people, we are fighting not to get a livable wage, which would cut their money in half. We fight for them every day with our policies. These are people that live in, I mean, either with their some folks somewhere with their own children, or they live in a retirement community if they're fortunate enough to have that kind of money. But for the most part, they're the next closest to squalor, save children. These are, if other than kids, old people in America, particularly old leftists, are the ones who are likely to be on the street and on walkabout, as they say in the Australian community, meaning they're going to walk the street until they die, until somebody kills them or they die of exposure. But they hate our policies. Oh, the Republicans are going to take away Social Security. You're going to do all these other things. Let me tell you something. If you're under 40 years old now and you want Social Security, you're asking for exactly what I just described. You're asking to be put in harm's way. What an idiot you are. So we fight for them every single day. We get up with the idea of the public good. I don't get up with an ideology of, woo-hoo-hoo, I'm going to go promote my conservative views. I'm going to go promote whatever, you know, you may be thinking about. No, I'm promoting what makes sense. And so are you. You're not sitting, oh, Kevin, I will only support conservative things. You'll support what's right. It doesn't matter who in gender. If Kamala Harris said to me, you know what? I agree with tax reform policy. We need to do this. And if she had recommended Trump's tax cuts, I would have stood with her. As strange as she is on other things, I'd say on that issue, she got it right. So name me something you agree with her on. I don't dislike Kamala Harris. I don't. She's the type, I mean, I'll be honest, she's not an ugly girl, an ugly woman. You know, if you were looking for a woman, you might look twice at her. She's not that. But the minute she opens her mouth, you go, whoa, it's just silly. Why do you think people in Chicago are looking at people like Kamala Harris and other members of the Congressional Black Circus and saying, what are you people smoking? We are struggling in this city, dying, and you care about more about illegal aliens. And that's true of every big city. Look at what Stephanie Rawlings Blake did in Baltimore. She's passing all this pro-illegal immigration legislation while black people are killing each other in droves. These people hate us. They hate Trump. And we're the reason that they have new jobs. We're the reason their kids have jobs. We're the reason their neighborhoods are getting safer. The schools are getting better. You name it. We're the reason. And they, oh, I just don't like it. I don't like Trump. And it's clear they're racist. Look at this Asian girl that says, it's okay to hate white people, particularly white men. It's okay to hate old white Republicans. I just talked about Bill Kristol. He's ready to fall on the sword for the over 55 white man crowd. Where's the slippery slope in this war on men, these misandrists that want to just hate men for whatever reason? Do you not have daddies? Look, I had a bad dad, too. I don't hate men. Over 55 white Republicans. Who's next? Over 55 white leftist men? How are you going to make the distinction between them and the Republican men? Huh? But by the way, the group that calls themselves the tolerant. If the purge occurred, would old white Republican men declare themselves to be Democrats? No, 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 not me. I was never a Republican. Are you willing to stand on principle? If the purge came and somebody said Republican or Democrat, would you say Republican? Would you say conservative? By the way, I think of it as Christian conservative. So are you willing to deny yourself? Huh, Brutus? What about black men? Are we safe? Are we excluded from the scourge? What, have black men not done bad things throughout the centuries to women or anybody else? Where do we fit? And then once you've gotten rid of all the men, where do you go next, leftist? I would really like an answer to this. Give me a call, 844-551-8255. Speaking of safe, I watched a video of a friend of mine, Charlie Kirk, and a woman that he's bringing along, Candace Owen, I'm sure you've heard the name. They were eating breakfast, and they get attacked by Antifa. I think they were in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania somewhere. They get attacked by Antifa, people throwing stuff at them. They got cops all around them, people throwing stuff. You know, Charlie's smiling, but I can look at his face and know he's concerned. He's got a lot of police there. Candace is saying, "Don't touch me, don't touch me," to some guy that got really close to her. Well, I'm going to tell you, I think my day may come soon enough and people will get a chance to see just exactly how bad I've been talking about, how bad I am. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I would say to Antifa, hey, look, you can say whatever you want. If the bravest of you wants to step forward and be a good, you know, be a good emissary for your people, step forward and we can have a discussion. Because I'm going to tell you, I'm not a pacifist. I'm watching these people just essentially bully. And they've been told, make their lives miserable. Make them miserable. I'm going to tell you, you're going to get a test of Charlie Kirk and Candace Owens very quickly, because this is going to happen in a lot of places. I'm visible. I go through airports. I eat at restaurants. What can I tell you? Am I not worthy of being followed around? Maybe not. I hope not. I don't want my, you know, days interrupted and things like this. I don't want my meetings, disrupted with people I'm hanging out with. But you know what? If it happens, there's going to be a different outcome than a lot of these you've seen. I'm going to tell you that. And what was interesting about this particular meeting, and I'm not trying to be a bad behind, as my grand, you know, using a different word. I'm not. I'm just telling you, I'm not going to get intimidated. Candace was holding her phone, trying to video. You can see her hand. She's shaking. She's scared. Let me tell you, this is not for the weak, what we do. People ask me, Kevin, do you get threats? I tweeted Charlie, you know, I said, hey, man, until you're told we're going to put two in your chest and one in your head by the new Black Panthers in the very town that you live in, and they know your address, I don't want to hear about it. That's nothing. Until you're told, and I'm going to use this number, and I know it's more than this. Until you're told 100 times, when I see you, I'm going to shoot you, I'm going to kick your butt, whatever, I'm out there. I don't know what cities these people live in. I've gone to every major city in America. I'm out there. Y'all seen me. And that's not like I'm down there walking in the worst parts of town, but I'm saying I'm out there. Where are you? There's a reason these people know, leave this man alone, and I don't blame them. Leave me alone. But let me tell you, for Candace and Charlie, it's only going to get worse. And for those of you who have said to me, Kevin, does this happen? What happened? Yes, it happens. You're witnessing what happens. You're witnessing what, I don't know what Charlie and Candace will do eventually. Are they going to speak out and say, you know what, you bring it? Or are they going to just go, here's another, you know, are they going to video it? You going to video it some more? Because let me tell you something. The minute that one of we conservatives say, oh, really? And throw down on one of these suckers. I'll put it to you this way. I'll be the MLK of this movement. I will throw down on one of these people and go to jail. Let them spit on me, throw something to me. I'm absolutely going to run over there, punch some dude in the mouth, choke him out, go to jail, get my bail, and then you can video that. We are under siege, folks. They want to make an example of Charlie and Candace. They want to make an example of the over 55 white male.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.